The name of the patient, this is Dr. Oliveros, dictated for November the 7th, 2022. The name of the patient is Ronald Church. The last name is C-H-U-R-C-H. Ronald is the first name. This is the clinical case of a patient that is 76 years old and has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that was seen in this practice because of CKD stage 3B, who decided to change his lifestyle, follow the diet, increase the activity, and control the blood sugar. The patient right now is with a serum creatinine of 1.0, BUN34, estimated GFR is 17, normal serum electrolytes, no evidence of an ion gap. And this patient has a trace of protein in the urine, which is a negligible amount compared to what he was doing before, period. This is the story of somebody that followed the instructions and has recovered the kidney function, and the proteinuria has decreased significantly, period. The patient in the past had the tendency to develop a hyperkalemia, and for that reason, I do not consider at the present time the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient is taking the combination of Novolog and Siliqua. And glimepiride. With this combination, the hemoglobin A1C is down to 7.8. The patient has a continuous glucose monitoring that has helped a great deal controlling the blood sugar. Following number. Hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The patient is on 50 micrograms of levothyroxine on a daily basis. Following number arterial hypertension, the patient has the blood pressure that is very well controlled. The blood pressure reading today, 124 over 63. The body weight is 199 pounds compared to 203 in the past, and the BMI is 29. Following number, hyperlipidemia, now with a cholesterol of 135, HDL 45, LDL 69, and triglycerides 106. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass and graft. The patient had a ischemic cardiomyopathy. He has an AICD and is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperuricemia that we had to reevaluate. This is one of the few stories of complete recovery and improvement of the general condition when the medications and the instructions given to a patient are followed. I spent 10 minutes of the time reevaluating the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, we invested 18 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.